الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تدغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, beloved elders and brothers, one occasion the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw some gray strands of hair, the mubarak beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet of Allah, you seem to be getting old very quickly." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to this effect that Surah Hud has made me old. Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of the previous nations and how the severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come upon them. Some are of the opinion that this is what was meant by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that Surah Hud has made me old. Otherwise, those great punishments that had befallen the previous nations, this has worried Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a cause of concern. He was worried about his ummah and that had made him old. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, "No, in my opinion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said this because of this verse that was recited before you: فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَدْغَوْ." That remains steadfast, like how you are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people that have repented with you, that means the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should also remain steadfast upon the deen. And وَلَا تَدْغَوْ, do not cross the limits. Because this verse that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to in Surah Hud. This is confirmed in one dream by Abu Ali Sirri rahmatullah alayh. He says, "I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream and I inquired, 'O Prophet of Allah, did you say that Surah Hud has made me old?' Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Yes.' He said, 'Did you mean the severe, which was the subject matter of the severe punishments that have come down to the previous nations?' Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'No. It was this verse, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. It was this verse that had made me old.'" In this verse, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded to remain absolutely straight, absolutely steadfast, absolutely straight and upright, and not to cross the limits. And the Muslims that were with him, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also commanded to remain absolutely upright. But to remain absolutely upright and not to move is very simple, but it's an inanimate object. It's an iron, it's a building, it's a pillar. But if it's a moving object, then to remain absolutely straight, not turning or tilting and moving in any direction, it's not an easy task. And that is all, we all know about it. Commentators mention here what worried Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. We know the most upright person was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How come this had concern, put concern and worry in the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They say it was the second part, kama umirt. So remain upright like how you are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you may remain absolutely upright like it is expected of you, like Allah ta'ala has commanded you. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's fear was, he was absolutely upright. But will it be matching the expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will it be matching the divine order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This was a cause of concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some say no, the cause of concern was for the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was absolutely upright. Allah ta'ala had mentioned, "Innaka ala siratim mustaqim," you are upon the right path. The concern was for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will my ummah, those people that have repented with me, will they be able to remain absolutely upright, absolutely straight, without any excess, without any deficiency, without any decrease, without any increase, without any additions, without any deletions? Will they be able to stay on the Sirat-e Mustaqim completely upright? This was the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should remember, this is just one word, fastaqim, remain completely upright and straight and steadfast and firm. But it extends to a wide variety of activities. In fact, it is most encompassing for the entire life of a person. And it pertains to all aspects of a person's life. Whether it is his belief, he must remain absolutely steadfast and straight on that belief. There must be no tilting towards the right or towards the left. There will be no excesses as far as his belief is concerned, as far as the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as far as Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, as far as respect and reverence is concerned to the tenets of deen, he must be absolutely upright. And he should not tilt in any way. This is where the Yahud and Nasara had gone astray. They had began to give things extra divinity, like they had believed in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the son of Allah. And the Yahud, they began to derogate him and disrespect him. So here we find they did not remain on that moderate part, on that part that was completely balanced, that part that was completely sound, the part of Islam as far as the belief is concerned. Though they had been very sincere, though a person may be sincere, but if he does not adhere to the right part, then he will go astray. Similarly, this also pertains to our ibadat and our acts of worship, that we should be following the most moderate part, the part that is shown to us by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There should be no innovations, no additions made from our side, that I feel this is good and I feel this is not good, ma'azallah, and no omissions and leaving out and deletions, leaving out things that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made obligatory upon us. We delete that and leave that out, there is also going astray. Similarly, as far as our monetary dealings is concerned, whether it be collective, whether it be individual, in our marketplace, etc., we should follow the straight deen. The deen should follow it moderately. We should not go to any extremes by additions and by omissions in our deen. Similarly, as far as our social life is concerned, everything has been spelled out by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are told here to remain absolutely straight and not to divert and not to go east and not to go west, not to go one side, not to go the other side, not to go to one extreme or to the other extreme. Simple words, people have mentioned, what does istiqamat mean? Istiqamat means a person should carry on straight. He should move in the straight direction, carry on straightforwardly and remain on the sirat al-mustaqim, and he should remain within the limits and the boundaries and parameters of the sharia. This is what istiqamat is. The person should be going ahead, moving straightforwardly, going straight, not tilting, going sideways in any direction. Then he should remain on the sirat-e-mustaqim, going straight, but on the sirat-e-mustaqim. And together with that, he should exercise restraint and resistance when it comes to the boundaries and limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There may be a lot of temptations, there may be a lot of distractions, there may be a lot of attractions where the person is moving, but he should not be swayed. He should not be swayed from the sirat-e-mustaqim. From this we understand there are two basic principles. One is to identify the sirat-e-mustaqim. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. It has become so difficult now sometimes to identify what is the sirat-e-mustaqim. What is that path that is chosen for us by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why? Because what happens? A person is affected by his environment, affected by the company he goes to, affected by the atmosphere and wherever he goes. And what happens? Those people that he intermingles with, they have an effect on him. And he begins to follow their ways. He begins to follow their ways. So-and-so is doing certain thing, so that is why I am doing it. No. Sirat-e-Mustaqim is that which is chalked out to us and spelt out to us by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So firstly, we should try and identify what is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And for that, alhamdulillah, we have hundreds of ulama-i kiram within our midst to go to them and inquire from them what is the ruling of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this particular matter that pertains to my life, whether it is buying and selling, whether it is marriage, whether it's intermingling, whether it's the social life, whether it's our aqaid and beliefs, whether it's a viewpoint and standpoint a person has to take in a certain matter, what does the Quran and Sunnah teach us? Go to them. Thereafter, pluck up courage and have firm determination to remain on that path. Don't be distracted, don't be affected by the environment and people around you. Remain on that path and become consistent on that path and remain steadfast and firm. And thirdly, to exercise self-restraint and not be distracted. Once you know you're on the straight path, that is why we are taught the dua, Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Oh Allah, do not distract us. After you have guided us, do not distract us. There may be a lot of distractions coming. And these are the challenges of life right up to now, till the time we leave our death, till the time we leave this dunya, till death. That is why a person should make a lot of dua for istiqamat. Ulama mentioned this dua also, Hablana biladunka rahma. What is meant by rahma? Al istiqamatu ala deen. To remain steadfast upon deen. Once you know the right path, to remain thereupon, this is istiqamat upon deen. And it is mentioned, one person had come, Hazrat Sufyan bin Abdullah Saqafi radiallahu anhu, and inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, show me something that is so comprehensive that I don't have to go and ask anyone anything thereafter. Show me one matter that is so comprehensive, all embracing and fulfilling, and absolute, that I have to ask nobody anything. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Qul amantu billah, thumma istaqim." Say, "I believe in Allah," then remain absolutely steadfast. In other words, committed, dedicated, and complete. You show complete trust, complete commitment to the orders of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and you do not betray the orders of Allah. You do not disobey Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Say this, and then remain steadfast upon what Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commands you. So here we come to know this is the most comprehensive order of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, that is istiqamah. Similarly, one person had come to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Usman bin Abdullah al-Azdi rahmatullahi alayhi, and asked him for some advice. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu told him, "Alayka bi taqwallah," adopt the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. The fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala means that you are ever conscious of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, conscious of His commands, conscious of His prohibitions. Fully aware that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is watching me, I'm accountable to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, easily carrying out His commands and easily abstaining from His prohibitions. Alayka bi taqwa Allahi wal istiqama, and remain steadfast. After you have istiqamat, after you have taqwa, then remain absolutely steadfast. Other words, you are totally committed and devoted and dedicated to the order of Allah. Does not mean that some circumstances come, then you remain committed. Other circumstances, you are moving away from the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Times of adversity, you are following the orders of Allah. Times of prosperity, you are turning away from the orders of Allah. Times of happiness, you are following the orders of Allah. Times of grief, you are turning away from Allah. Times of financial stability, following the orders of Allah. Times of poverty, turning away from the orders of Allah. No, follow the orders of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala under all circumstances and all those that pertain to all aspects of life. Not that when it comes to salat, we are absolutely particular about each and every aspect of salat, but when it comes to buying and selling, dealing, etc., then you are unmindful of the commands of Allah. Comes to buying and selling, but when it comes to interacting or social lives, we are unmindful of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and the orders of Allah. No, so comprehensive that all aspects of our deen, we should be steadfast in all aspects of our deen. So here, Abdullah ibn Abbas tells him, "Alayka bi taqwa Allah wal istiqama," and thereafter he tells him, "Ittabi' wa la tattabi'." Ittabi' wa la tabtari'. Other words, follow. Follow Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Follow the dictates of deen. Wa la tabtari', and do not innovate. Don't bring about new ideas. Do not bring about new things in your deen. Do not bring about new ideas and those things that you fancy. And you begin to innovate and create new things in your deen. No, do not do that. A deen demands and istiqamah demands that we follow absolutely that which is shown by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Mashaykh mentioned so nicely, al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. That if a person who is steadfast upon his deen, he carries out all the dictates of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pertaining to all aspects of his life, then he is a great saint. He is a great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Why? Because to remain steadfast and committed and absolutely consistent, this is more valuable than 1,000 karamats and 1,000 miracles that a saint can show to you. Person that is committed to his ibadat, is committed to his muamalat, is committed to his social life, he follows the orders of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that person is a great saint of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is more greater than 1,000 miracles. Once it was mentioned, somebody had come to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, stayed in his companionship for 10 years. Thereafter told him, the Shaykh, "I did not see any miracle. I did not see any miracle." He asked him, "Did you see me on any occasion going against the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?" Told him, "No." He told him, al-istiqama fawqa alfa karama. To remain steadfast and committed is more greater than even 1,000 miracles. So this is the principle, or this is an ayat that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, addressing Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions and the Muslim Ummah at large. So this is the first order. The second order Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. That do not tilt and do not lean and do not even move slightly towards those people that are oppressors. فَتَبَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Then the fire of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will touch you and affect you if you turn and tilt and you are inclined towards those people that are oppressors, those people that are wrongdoers. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And you do not have any assistance from anyone other than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nobody can assist you besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. You have no helpers. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. And then you will not be assisted. Here in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us we should not tilt even slightly. Rukn tarkan actually means to turn, to be slightly inclined, to turn slightly towards the wrongdoers, towards the disbelievers, towards the kuffar, towards those people that are disobedient to the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not don't join them. Not joining them is absolutely clear. We should not join them. Do not even tilt towards them, even slightly. What is meant by tilting towards them? The Sahaba Ikram had mentioned many meanings to this and interpretations. Some of the opinion it means, do not have friendship with those people that are the wrongdoers. Those people that are oppressors, don't have friendship with them. And don't follow what they say. Don't follow what they say. They may say many things, but you should not follow them. Firstly, don't have friendship with them. What is meant by friendship? Deep friendship, profound friendship, intimate friendship with him. That does not mean you must have enmity with them. You can deal with them and you can have friendship on the surface, but do not have that deep love and affection that you have for the mu'mineen. Do not have for the kuffar. Do not have for the zalimeen. Do not have friendship with them and do not follow what they say. Some say that do not do what they do. Do not do what they do. Do not like what they do. What they are doing is against the command of Allah and His Rasul. Don't have a liking for what their actions. In other words, detest their actions, hate their actions, abhor their actions. Why? Because they are against the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some are of the opinion they do not sit with them. Do not sit in their company, because the companionship of a person has a great effect on the heart and mind of a person. We find a person is a very good person. When he joins the company of the righteous and pious, he also becomes righteous and pious. On the other hand, you have a person who's righteous and pious. He joins the companionship of that person that is evil and disobedient. He also becomes evil and disobedient without any preaching, without any teaching, without any interaction, just by sitting in the companionship. This is the effect that it has. One alim had so nicely explained this. He says the person doesn't believe in companionship. He says, put the baby in front of the person. And what happens? The sohbat of that baby makes him like a baby. He begins to make funny sounds, funny actions. Such an honorable person of dignity and honor, and the baby is in front of him, he's making such sounds that you could never imagine. Such gestures towards him, such sound. There's the sohbat of that baby that he's having, he's being affected. So sohbah and companionship is very, very effective. And Qazi Bayzawi rahmatullahi mentions, he says, following these people, whether it is in our personal looks, whether it is in our fashions, in their fashions that we follow them, or the way of life, all this comes under the prohibition here of tarkanu, that do not be inclined. If a person tries to look and behave like the disbelievers, as far as his looks are concerned, his personal looks are concerned, then also means he's tilting and inclined towards them. Similarly, if he's following their fashions, this also means he's tilting and following them. And if he's following their lifestyle, their way of life, this also means that he's tilting and he's following them and he's inclined towards them. All this comes under the prohibition. Now, it is for us to examine ourselves and look into our lives, whether we are following them, ourselves, our wives, our children, in our personal looks, in our dressing, in our hairstyles, in the way we behave, and whether we are following them in our fashions, the things that we adopt. Are they the fashions of, is it conforming to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or it is the fashions of the kuffar, whether it is in our homes, whether it is the clothes that we wear, whether it is the hairstyle that we have, whether it is the manners of speaking, etc., that we adopt. Is the fashion of the kuffar we are adopting, or the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And similarly, our lifestyle. What is our lifestyle? What are our ambitions? What are our ideals and values in life? Are they similar to the kuffar, or are they similar to that which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us? Each one of us, including myself, firstly, to make an introspection and see where we are going. And here, Qazi Bayzawi rahmatullahi mentions, you can imagine this is the severest form. Of coming close to them. Forget being party to the injustices and oppression they commit. Just to be inclined towards them is forbidden in the words of Allah and in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Holy Quran. That is why we should steer clear away from their ways, from their fashions, from their lifestyle, from their festivities, from their celebrations, from their type of holidays that they have and celebrations that we have. We should be completely far away from them. And we should not go nearby, should not go near in the least as far as these people are concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in another hadith, man tashabba, this is so severe, should not even be inclined slightly towards them. Man tashabba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. A person that imitates and resembles a nation, he will be regarded from amongst them. Resembles them in what? In every aspect of life, eating and drinking and celebrating. And especially nowadays when we find all this season, so-called season of festivity around us, we are indulging those things that they are indulging. We are doing those things that they are doing. And I had mentioned last week the prohibitions. Every single aspect of their celebrations and their merrymaking goes against the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and against the teaching of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, we may be also having holidays because of the system that we are subjected to here, or because of some circumstances. Then we should, as I mentioned, make a concentrated plan, work out a complete plan for our holidays, and see that we are far away from their style of holidaying, from their style of merrymaking, from their style of festivities, from their style of celebrations. And we should see that our holidays are spent in conformity with the orders of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should also not be just silent participants. Sometimes we say, no, we're just going for a drive in those areas. We are just passing those areas. Surah Al-Asr tells us, "Man kassara sawad qawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever increases the number of people, he will be regarded from amongst them. One occasion is mentioned about Shaykh Ul-Hind rahimahullah. He had come to visit Allama Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very, very great saint of his time. He had come in a season and a mosque in a time when there were some things that were taking place against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had not come to participate in that. He had not come to see that. Like we say, we're just taking a drive to see what is happening. This person takes a drive and is close there, close by, that is where he falls into evil. When he sees those distractions and attractions, he falls into evil. A person that goes around that pasture, grazes around that pasture that is forbidden, then it is very close for him to fall into that pasture. So this Shaykh Ul-Hind rahimahullah, a great saint of his time, had come to Allama Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah, also a great saint of his time, to visit his Shaykh. And he had come in that age, in that time, in that period, when there were a whole lot of bid'ah taking place there. He had told him, go back from where you had come. Go back from where you had come. And had adhered, had heard to this to such an extent, to such a degree, that he had taken a U-turn and gone straight back. Some people had offered him to give him food, etc. Said, no, I have been commanded by my spiritual mentor to go right back. He had not even come for that. But because he was there present at that time, Shaykh told him to go back and go back to where he had come from. Similarly, even slight participation becomes a thing, Allah Ta'ala save us, becomes the means where a person is taken to task. There was one person when this holy festival, known as Holi festival in India, where it's a festival of color, people throw color upon themselves, etc. One person was chewing a pan, and from, you know, the spit and the saliva that comes out, he had spat it onto a donkey and said, I will color you as well. In other words, adding and becoming participant in this festival of coloring. It's mentioned that he was taken to task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for that. So where will it be permissible for us to say, Merry Christmas to you, I wish you all the best and a Happy New Year, etc. and all those things. We are Muslims and we are mu'mins and we are guided by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should train our children and our families as well that we should not participate in these activities that they're carrying around. And we should not even lean slightly. Wala tarkanu ila alladhina zalamu. Why? Allah Ta'ala tells us that the fire will get us and then there will be no helpers besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.